Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Are we affiliated with Dollar Shave Club?
No, we're not. We have two vape places. See, maybe that's the problem. We got brand confusion because we got two vape places.
But we just believe in both of them so much that we want to.
Fellas that want to go get some vaping, they go to that site and they're like, shit, which vape site do we go to? Obviously, they're both the official vape shop of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Which one do we go to?
Listen, we're not targeting you with ads. We're giving you the option to shop for yourself. You know, find the best deal.
We need to get way better at marketing. Everyone, hello, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
So up.
Drunkard STL on the Twitter.
Hey.
And joining us via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
The official vape sponsor of WFOD.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have a program for you tonight. So much to discuss. First and foremost, something that I need to get out of the way is I need you guys to explain a tweet to me.
Okay.
I'm going to read you the tweet, and I want you to answer my question. Because nobody really had the right answer to my question.
Didn't we have a theme song for this segment at one point? Explain a tweet to Mike.
Explain a tweet to Mike. Okay, this is the tweet. Someone out there right now is talking smack about me. I am not saying anything about them at all. Hashtag character. Okay, so if you're saying that somebody's saying something about you and you're not saying anything about them, that's, you're saying something, right?
Well, you're saying it to them.
See, when you say, I'm not saying anything about them at all, but you're saying something that you're not saying anything to about them at all. So you're saying it then, right?
Well, you want them to know that you know that they're talking smack, but you don't want to promote them.
But you're acknowledging that they're talking smack, and you're saying that you have better hashtag character than them. So that's you saying something.
I feel like you just want everybody else to know that you're not going to stoop to that person who can obviously see that you're talking to them down to their level.
But by saying that you're not stooping to their level, you're saying that you're not stooping to their level. Therefore, you're saying something.
Is this tweet about you, Mike?
No. Okay. No. It's haunted me all week, Drunk, and I wanted your guys' thoughts on it.
Okay.
That's him saying something, though, right?
He was saying that he knows who's talking smack.
Now, if I say, I'm not going to say anything bad about Napier and how fat he is.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I'm saying that Napier's fat, right?
Well, no, because you actually said his name. But if you said a certain co-host...
Now, if there's a guy sitting at this table that's pretty damn fat, I'm not even going to acknowledge that they're fat because I have hashtag character.
That's a hair different. Not much.
Is that similar to hashtag strength?
Hashtag strength.
I love all these hashtags with character and strength. They're good personality traits.
Have another question. If I go into Target and I use their toilet, and like I just get a whole shitload of their complimentary public bathroom toilet paper, and I just take it with me, did I commit a crime?
Well, I think you're supposed to use it there. It's like a all-you-can-eat place.
But okay, no. Is it morally fucked up? Yes. Are you supposed to use it there? Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, if a cop, like, stopped me on the way out of the bathroom and he said, where are you going with all that toilet paper? And I said, oh, I'm taking it with me. It's complimentary. Like, would he arrest me for it?
No. I've done that before, you know, when you're sick and you ran out of Kleenex and you went to the bathroom and you're like, shit, I better stuff some toilet paper in my pocket, my jacket pocket.
Just to have some?
Yeah, just in case my nose needs to be blown.
In case your nose gets a little runny?
Yeah, exactly. I need to plug that fucking geyser up. Yeah, you'd take some of that toilet paper. But I mean, within reason, I don't think you'd want to walk out of there with every roll from the bathroom.
But is that a crime, Travis, if I took every roll in the bathroom? It's complimentary, right? They're giving it to me so I can wipe my ass.
They could ask you what you're doing, but you could just say, I'm using your toilet paper that you left in the bathroom for me.
It's a conundrum, isn't it, Drunk?
Why are you trying to take their toilet paper?
I'm not trying to. I mean, I'm a big shot. I can get my own toilet. I'll tell you what. I went to Sam's Club. They have Sam's Club, like, great value toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
It's a huge, huge thing. I barely get it in my car. It was so damn big. Bought some Sam's Club toilet paper. I was a little sketchy about it. I typically buy the Bears. The Bears are my go-to.
The Charmin?
If the dogs are on sale and the Bears aren't, I might buy some dogs. But I either buy dogs or Bears. But they had this big-ass thing of great value toilet paper, and I took a chance. And I bought it, and I'll tell you what, that great value toilet paper is good stuff. It's thick and absorbent, and it's kind of soft. I'll tell you what, Drunk, you go in my bathroom right now, and you try to squeeze a little something out so you can use some of my toilet paper. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and I'm going to be using it for a while. So about the next 3 or 4 months, you got to take a Duke at my house. You're going to feel the great value.
It's probably a lot like the babies. The great value is probably a lot like the baby like that's smothered in toilet paper.
I only go with the Quilted Northern 3-ply.
Quilter Northern?
Yep.
3-ply? Come on.
I use Brawny.
Brawny as a paper towel.
Really love the shit that they got in my office building right now.
You need some grit.
The only thing Napier can wipe is Napier can only wipe his ass with something peddled by a man in a flannel shirt.
My lady's trying to get me to use the wet wipes. I just can't bring myself to it.
Drunk, I loved the wet wipes. But they made my butthole angry.
Yeah.
I think I have an allergic reaction to the wet wipes.
Yeah. Was that in your butt?
I'll tell you what. The months that I used the wet wipes successfully was heavenly.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
And then your butthole wanted to eat your fingers.
And then, and then it started getting itchy, and I couldn't figure out why. And
Mark had the hungry butt.
My butthole's having problems. But at least I'm clean down there. I can guarantee that because I got the wet wipes. You know, I'm doing a really good job of keeping the area clear so that I can apply various preparation H's and other salves and lotions that I could find to try to find the right thing. When really it just turned out I need to start using the dry toilet paper anymore, which I don't understand. I don't understand.
The stuff at work, the way I gauge when I'm clean or not is when the red takes over the brown.
They don't have brownie there, just the brown paper towel.
Yeah, it's John Wayne toilet paper. It's rough, tough, and it don't take shit off nobody.
Yep. Suck it up. You'd just be happy that these aren't a bunch of leaves.
Someone out there right now is talking smack about me. I am not saying anything about them at all. Hashtag character.
I don't understand why you're getting upset with Twitter.
You started that out, and it felt like you were going to break into that song from An American Table, to American Tale, where 501
Somewhere
is...
Somewhere out there. Travis.
Yes.
Go over to the window and look up at the moon.
Okay, will do.
And I'll look at the same moon at the same time, Travis. And in that moment, we will be connected because we'll be looking at the same moon together at the same time. It'll be me and you just looking at the fucking moon, man. It'll be like that Kevin Bacon thing, only it'll just be like 1 degree, and that degree will be the moon.
The moon.
So what else is going on, guys?
I'm overweight.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that directly.
Oh, I thought we were doing the weigh-ins.
Hashtag character.
Hashtag character, yeah, because we're not just going to say bad things about each other. We're going to do it through, like, some bullshit sub-tweet.
You mean passive-aggressively?
You know, I saw an advertisement. There's, like, a racetrack place that you can racetrack your own car in Illinois. You could go over there with your own car and ride it on a racetrack. I don't know why you do it.
Don't like your car?
Yeah, it's like
single fast. You can drive your car fast, like you're worried about speeding tickets.
Yeah, like you want to see, you know, how you can get your Chevy Corsica, you know, really let it go.
You know, it's a really great idea, Mike. Having people bring their own vehicles in when they've never driven that fast in those vehicles or ever, and just have them go about themselves and do whatever they want.
Maybe they got like bumper bowling walls on the side. That's not what I'm getting at, though. This place exists, and they're having a big event coming up pretty soon, where they're bringing in a big-ass slide and a shit ton of black lights. And they're going to have a black light slide party. You can all get together, and you can go down this big-ass slide.
Like a carnival slide?
It looked like it was like a big-ass... It looked pretty wide, but it was just slightly downhill. And, like, you get a running start, and then you jump on, like, a... like an inner tube, and you go down this thing, and there's water involved, and...
It's kind of chilly for water right now.
Well, it's advertising something far in the future, and it's not going to be cold out. Gotcha, they're selling tickets to it. And I guess maybe it's like a trippy experience. You think that's a thing that, like, high people do?
Oh, God, yeah.
You go to that high, I would imagine, because otherwise you go down the slide once, and you're like, why did I spend $15 on this?
Yeah, it seems like not a very... repeatable experience.
Is it a big inflatable slide, or is it just something that they created against the hill like you're talking?
It looked like they just laid out a bunch of trash bags, honestly, but I couldn't get, you know, because it was dark, Travis, they had the black lights enabled, so you couldn't really get a lay of the land too much.
So I was going to say, because one of the campgrounds close to me every summer, they have something called Pinezilla. The campground is called Pineland, and they have this giant inflatable water slide, but it's super wide like that. And it's kind of a bitch to climb up because you're, you know, kind of all wet and the slide's all wet, so they kind of have like this weird ladder thing. But it's a few stories high, and it's steep as shit. So, I mean, I think they want you to just kind of jump and slide down, but like you can jump off like you're... jump off this damn thing, and no matter how far you jump off, you always hit the slide successfully because it's inflatable, and that's a hell of a time. That's a really good time. I'd advise everybody, if they have a chance to do that, but
one of those things that I look at and I say, you know, I bet that would probably be fun, but I would never actually do it. Like the monster jams. Like, I see that with the monster truck things, and I say, you know, I bet it would be a fucking blast to put on pants and drive downtown and go to the TWA Dome and watch Grave Digger run over cars. I bet that would be really fun. Why are you laughing, drunk?
It hasn't been the TWA Dome in 15, 20 years.
So? You know what I meant. It's the dome downtown.
When's the last time TWA even existed?
Oh, yeah, TWA isn't a thing anymore. Nope. Well, I mean, like the Savas Center or the Keel Center that changes names so goddamn often. And Riverport is the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Well, I'm not going to call it that.
That will always
be permanent. It's fucking Riverport.
Yes. These are all local references that nobody gives a shit about anyway. So
TWA was a national company.
Yeah. Travis, you see, the Kiel Center then became the Savas Center, mm-hmm. and then it became the Scott Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
It changes names so often, Travis. Oh. And it's like, who gives a shit what it's called? It's the place downtown that you go to see things.
They got stuff there.
They got stuff there. The TWA Dome. Does anybody give a fuck what that place is called? You know what I'm talking about. It's the dome that has the monster trucks.
What are they doing with that the Rams facility? Is that doing anything? Or
that's
is it just
the TWA dome.
It actually will make more money now that the Rams are gone than when they were here, actually.
Have you ever gone to a monster truck thing, Travis?
Yes, I have.
Was it fun?
It was delightful. I was quite young, and it used to be when I smoked a lot of weed, but yeah, I enjoyed it very much.
I feel
much.
Like I would prefer motocross to the monster trucks, but...
Travis sent out a tweet the other day, something about smoking weed on a slide or something.
Oh, it's my Wonder Years tweets. I've been watching Wonder Years for like 2 weeks.
Why?
And...
Why not?
Because it's revisit the Wonder Years as an adult. It's a whole different... Like, when I was a kid... You, like, empathize with Kevin Arnold. You watched it, and you got what Kevin Arnold was going through.
And now what? You look at his dad?
Well, now you kind of see, like, the adult episodes are pretty special, but also you kind of look at these kids going through this thing, and it's different with, like, years experience. Like, the writing on that show is fucking amazing.
Is Winnie Cooper still hot?
I mean, she's a child, so... I mean, she's hot now.
Well, here's the thing, Travis.
Yeah.
She was a child when you were a child. You can acknowledge that now she's an adult, and like you remember her from when she was a child. So she's obviously not a child still, but like when you look at Winnie Hooper, do you still think, God, Winnie Hooper's so hot?
I still have that that childhood tug of the heartstrings for
you
Winnie
Cooper. You tugged a Winnie Cooper on the Wonder Years?
I would assume that I probably did. I have not on the Wonder Years. She was... Recently, within the last couple of years, on an episode of Impractical Jokers, where one of the guys had to do some crazy bullshit wearing a Speedo in front of her, and that woman is amazing. She is gorgeous and a genius, like a mathematical genius.
So, I mean, what revelations have you gotten from the Wonder Years as an adult?
Oh boy, just the relationships between fathers and daughters.
Is it on Netflix or something?
It's on Netflix. All five seasons.
Do they
are on
still
Netflix.
Have the Bob Seger song, or do they not have the rights to it?
It's been replaced. Well, it's the actual song now, because it was Michael McDonald originally. Like, he had to cover the song because they didn't have the rights for broadcast on ABC. And now that it's on Netflix, they put the actual song into the episode. It took me a season and a half to get used to Michael McDonald not covering the song.
Who? What do they play? They play the...
Is that Seeger? No, that was Joe. Was it Joe Cocker?
Joe Cocker.
It's Joe Cocker.
Yeah,
The actual Joe Cocker song is in there now.
I didn't realize it wasn't the Joe Cocker version.
Yeah, no. Like when they were broadcasting it on ABC, it was a cover.
Huh.
Yep.
And so you're blasting through the seasons. You're binging.
There's nothing on. It's like the dead spot between like the fall mid-season finale shit and like the startup of new shows. So there's like nothing on and. On a whim, like two Sundays ago, I just turned on an episode of The Wonder Years, and I have not been able to stop watching it.
And what prompted this? What made you decide that The Wonder Years was what you were going to do?
I don't recall. I think I was probably feeling nostalgic, or maybe I was feeling a little low or something, and I'm like, oh, let's revisit this thing from my childhood to see if I enjoy it. And immediately it grabbed me in a whole different way. Like I said, with life experiences and being like a middle-aged man with children and shit, it hits me a different way. It's like watching it brand new with like fresh eyes. It's quite amazing.
Is that song a Beatles song?
Yeah, I do believe so.
It's a Beatles song that Joe Cocker covered, and then Michael McDonald covered the Joe Cocker version for The Wonder Years.
That sounds about right.
I think it's a Beatles song. I've been wrong about things before.
Yeah, it is. I think it is. Because I can, now that you say that, I can hear John Lennon singing that shit.
So would Joe Cocker even have a beef? Why wouldn't they just get the Joe Cocker version?
Maybe he wrote it.
Maybe he wrote it.
Maybe he wrote it.
You know, I got an email from someone yesterday.
New sponsor?
It kind of...
caught me in a weird spot, and it got me to thinking. Travis, do you remember a couple of years back when we were talking about the Bruce Willis pack?
Where certainly do.
You could buy like the skin of a popular actor and superimpose it onto like if somebody wears like a red bodysuit or something, and then you could just put that. They did it in the Star Wars movie. They did something very similar. There was a character that was dead. Like the actor who played him is dead, but they kind of needed him to tie everything together.
So, and one that was 40 years too old.
So they made like this computer animated version of this dead guy, and they put him in the movie. And I've read several articles about, you know, if morally that's fucked up to do, to, you know, make a performance for a guy who's fucking dead.
Now he signed the contract. It's cool.
He signed the make me when I'm dead contract.
Well, they're not technically they're not using the dead actor. They're using the character that they have all the rights to. It's the same thing as if they did like a cartoon spinoff and they used your likeness to because it's the character you played in that movie. Like you have no leg to stand on if you're angry about that.
But a woman, and her name is Priz M Virtual Diva.
That was a real email? I thought you wrote that yourself.
No, I didn't. And I emailed her back, and I said, is this like that Al Pacino movie? You know, when he had the fake computer-animated pop star that made songs that were just made out of thin air by, I guess, a team of people, and they had this virtual woman who was this big pop star that was.
What fucking movie are you talking about?
They already do that in Japan.
It was Simone. Simone.
Oh, Simone.
It was a bad movie, Travis, but the idea was kind of smart. And I mean, like, you know, it's been done before with like the gorillas and stuff like that. And this woman, she emailed me back and kind of explained, and she said, yeah, you know, I record these songs and these other guys help me write them and do the music for them and stuff. But we've made up this Priz M virtual diva, this Amazonian woman, to sing them. It got me back to our thing about making skins for people and making imaginary celebrities and maybe even make movies of people based on, you know, like make the Nicolas Cage skin and like get just a pack of Nicolas Cage voice clips and stuff that you can make him say whatever you want and just put him in a movie that he isn't necessarily in. And I think that we're probably, if they're doing that in Star Wars movies, how long is it before we can just put them into our stupid iPhone movies and pay $20 to have Bruce Willis in our movie?
I think you got to have Disney money for that shit, because they're the ones that started like putting like actors' heads on different bodies with like Captain America and Chris Evans, and they did that in the most recent one with Robert Downey Jr., where they made him like a 20-some-year-old version of himself in Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, that was really off-putting.
I got that Snapchat, Travis, and they can make me into a puppy dog.
Yeah, with a cartoon nose and a real man's face.
And when I open my mouth, my tongue sticks out. I don't think we're as far away as you may think. People are innovating every day, but we need to. Did we have the idea first? We had the idea before Star Wars.
Yeah, we had it first.
Travis, did you write that down on a piece of paper and mail it to yourself for the copyright? Did you forget?
We probably have a stamp on the audio upload from that episode, though.
You think that counts?
I would certainly think so.
Oh God, we got to make sure to pay our Podbean bill on time. They delete all our shit, Travis. We don't have record of all our great ideas.
We lose all of our IP then. That's bullshit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a copy of the file, but, you know, I have the upload date. Somebody is suing Raisinets because they're not putting enough Raisinets in their boxes, and their boxes aren't transparent, so you can't really tell how many Raisinets are in it.
Raisinets are delicious.
When did they shrink the Raisinets, though? Like, remember, like, I feel like when we were kids, like, those Raisinets were, like, full-size raisins with a shit ton of chocolate. I've had Raisinets recently, and they're just, like, little rabbit shits. There's, like, barely anything in them.
I had an app on my phone that was the IM T-Pain app, and you could sing a song, and then it went through a couple of filters and made you sound like T-Pain. I mean, how long before you can just make songs and pay a licensing fee to have Adele sing it? And people can just release Adele songs.
Just goes to show you what an amazing artist T-Pain is, that you can just talk into your phone and sound exactly like a T-Pain song.
I don't think we're as far off as you may think. Napier is focused on his goddamn cell phone and not engaging me.
What, I wanted to find something.
Tell me what it is that you're
over in Japan. They have Vocaloids, I think that's what they're called. And they're synthesized pop singers.
So can you go see one on tour? They tour with them?
It's a holographic image. They put it up there.
Is it a cartoon woman, or does it look like a real woman?
Looks like an anime character, because that's what they do over there.
So it's just you're just watching a movie then?
Yeah, but apparently the entire thing is supposed to be synthesized. Like, there's not an actual person singing. It's a computer program.
That email that you forwarded me from this Prism person.
Virtual Diva, Travis.
It seemed like the email itself was written by a computer.
You think that Prism has like a virtual manager that's...
It kind of seemed like, I'm like reading this email, I'm like, is this the computer? Is the computer writing this email to try to get us to talk about Prism?
Didn't Microsoft try that and it failed really bad?
Well, Prism is available for interviews. They said in the email that they were available for interviews. Maybe we need to get Prism Virtual Diva on the show just to see what happens. I'm kind of curious now.
So is it like Jim, where there's cartoon lady singing?
She was a muscular black woman with like cat eyes.
Like Grace Jones from the Mad Max movies.
Kind of creepy. Yeah. Like she looked like she would ride up on like a motorcycle with like a trail of flames behind it, like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I'm not interested. That's scary.
Yeah, I'm getting Prism Virtual Diva on the show, Travis. I just got to remember this for like 2 weeks, which I won't.
Excellent.
So somebody's got to remind me in 2 weeks, hey, you were going to book Prism Virtual Diva. So just so we can see what happens when we talk to a fictional character on the show. I'm curious. But I don't think that we're as far away as you think, because it's an interesting idea. It's something that fascinates me. Like how you enforce the bathroom law that's going around. There's things that I'm just interested in.
The bathroom law?
Yeah. I'm never going to not be interested in all this hubbub about the bathroom law. But like, what are you actually going to do about it? How are you going to enforce it? What's the fine going to be? I understand there's going to be a law, but how do you enforce the law?
Well, it's the same way that they used to enforce segregation back in the day, lynch mobs.
It's not how you do it, Travis. If you go shit in the ladies' room right now, what is going to happen to you?
I shouldn't.
A bunch of rednecks are going to string me up by a tree.
You shit in the ladies' room every day?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's never anybody in there?
We only have one lady that works there, and I take a shit in her bathroom after she leaves.
Yeah, because she's not coming.
Right.
And it's probably nicer.
Very, very, very much so.
I've shit in ladies' rooms before. They're nicer.
I heard they're worse.
I heard for a long time that there was couches and stuff in there. It turns out there isn't. But the gal who does a show on Sunday, she's a transsexual. The strangelabel.com Sundays, it's Life of Bria. And she was sending out comic strips the other day about the bathroom law. And I just asked her, how are they going to enforce the law? What are they going to do? If I go shit in a ladies' room today, I can understand how ladies would be pissed off that I was in there. And they might even call the cops. But, I mean, I'm not going to still be there shitting when the cops get there. I'll be done. I'll be gone. Yeah, and even if I did, what are they going to do? Are they going to say, hey, man, you shouldn't shit in there? And I'll say, oh, my bad. I read the sign wrong. I mean, are they going to arrest me? Am I going to be jailed?
It'll probably be a citation with a fine and court costs.
What, $15 bucks, like a parking ticket?
Probably like $500.
Just tell them you had to go to the bathroom.
So they're gonna write me a ticket.
Yeah. And you'll have a court date.
Yeah, but I mean, if I don't go to the court date, then I just pay the fine.
Or you don't go up to the court date and they issue a warrant for your arrest.
It's not they're going to fucking issue a warrant for your arrest.
They're going to issue a warrant for my arrest because I took a piss in a ladies' room.
Correct.
They don't even issue warrants for disorderly conduct if you pay the fine.
Dan in the chat says you might be a sex offender if convicted. Yeah, a sex offender for
just telling you had an emergency.
Man,
need to
like
use
waggle
the
my dick at anybody.
That seems like a Jeff Foxworthy bit. You might be a sex offender.
Megatron in the chat says fish out your shit and bring it into the men's toilet. That's right. You scoop it out. Say sorry. I meant to deposit this in the the sign with the little man with the pants on. I mean, like, I don't see, like, a picture of a silhouette woman with, like, a little triangle dress on as being, like, an enforceable by law sign.
Probably isn't. I mean, it's not like Missouri has one of those.
Shamrocks, the bar that we go to in St. Charles, they have, like, a lads and lasses. Just have, like, words on it. And I don't know what the fuck either of those mean. The only reason I know which bathroom to go in is because I've gone into it before. But, like, if I was a newcomer, I'd go in the wrong one all the time. In fact, I've seen people go in the wrong one before. Are you going to be a sex offender because you shit in the wrong place?
Well, I mean...
fuck these people, Napier, is what I'm saying. Fuck them.
We're talking about a place. Only one state in the union has a law like that, isn't it?
It's getting ready to be two.
But then the whole thing is, I mean, like, that's an extreme example where I'm obviously a man. I mean, like, in a situation where the Bria gal, who actually she looks like a gal, and
she is a gal.
Yeah, and she said it, so I think it's okay to tell people. She had, like, the surgery, so she ain't got, like, a donger anymore. She's got, you know, like, lady parts and stuff. So, I mean, like, how do you enforce that? Are you going to go in there and knock on the door and say, excuse me, ma'am, but were you a dude at some point in your life? You should go in the dude place. And then what is she? She just says, no, I'm a lady. And they say, oh, well, sorry to bother you. Yeah, I mean, are they going to pull your pants down and look to see if you have a dick?
No, they're not going to do a dick check.
They're not going to do a dick check. So what's the point of the law is what I'm saying.
To be dicks.
It's just to make people feel bad about themselves. But, like, it's not even enforceable. It's silly.
I don't know. They could probably enforce
it. I don't know what this has to do with Prism Virtual Diva.
Well, she ain't got no genitals. So, I guess we could go on about genitals.
I mean, you know, if a lady dressed up like a lady goes in the ladies' room, who's going to make the snap? Who's even looking at each other to determine whether or not? I don't look at dudes that closely to see if they have a right to be there or not. I don't understand how any of this makes any sense and how it's even as big of a deal as it is.
Well, and also you brought up the whole lady triangle dress thing. What if you're a lady and you're wearing pants? Does that mean you can go into the men's bathroom?
The silhouette best matches you. You're wearing pants.
Make all bathrooms
unisex.
So when
we get Prism Virtual Diva on the show to talk about this and the Bruce Willis pack and making, like, our own Die Hard movie because we have Bruce Willis, why can't we, right?
Right.
Well, we'll talk about all these things and we'll talk about bathrooms and all that. We should probably take a break, though. I'm going to sell you guys some shit when we come back. I have some shit to sell you.
Is it good shit?
Girl Scout cookies?
No, it's garbage.
Make America's jump into volcanoes again.
Yeah. Hashtag make America jump. That's too many letters for a hashtag.
Too much, yeah.
We'll be back.
WFOD!
Shut up, idiot.
Moron!
Scab eater!
Butt sniffer!
Puss licker!
Fart smeller!
You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek.
You mix your Wheaties with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah.
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it.
You play ball like a girl.
What are you, some kind of Nazi?
Dude, what the heck was that?
What? Everybody knows girls aren't as good at baseball.
Whoa.
What did I say? Whoa, man. What did I say?
You know the rumor that women can't play baseball as well as men is just a product of patriarchal society?
Amen.
Yeah, but, like, they can't naturally throw as well as, like, a guy.
Oh, hey!
What's going on here, Porter? I thought we were having, like a friendly banter, and then you went all Ray Rice with it.
Come on, Ham. You got this, dude. Just none of that chauvinist stuff, all right? Just keep it gender neutral.
Yeah.
steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll. Fill your soul with rhythm and blues. I'm a cement mixer. The churning urn of burning funk. Yeah. I'm a cement mixer. Churn and urn, burning funk. Oh, I'm a demolition derby. A hefty hunk, a steaming junk. Hey, play it now. Oh. Oh. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll all over you. Oh. Oh, I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. Napalm bomb, guaranteed to blow your mind. I'm a napalm bomb, guaranteed to blow your mind. If I can't have your love now, baby, there won't be nothing left behind. Oh.
Those are really aggressive pickup lines. I'm going to flatten you like a steamroller and then inject you with shit. Oh, by the way, you want to fuck?
Hello, this is Andrew WK, and you're listening to Strange Label. Time to party.
Good to get here before the music comes.
Makes you feel alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you're part of it.
Absolutely.
Like you're not walking in late,
right,
and you missed the first half, and then I give you that look when you ask questions.
Right, to get introduced.
I mean,
like,
you got the whole gist. Right, you know what's going on. You're engaged.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you think the first half went okay?
It went well.
I mean, what would you give it, like on a 1 to 10?
An A minus.
What caused the minus, drunk?
Guys, we're back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis sent us a link earlier today about a gal who's going on like a blowjob tour.
Do you remember when, wasn't it Madonna who said anybody who votes for Hillary Clinton in the presidential election, she'll blow them?
Yeah, yeah.
That was her, right?
Yeah, she said, hey, I'll give beeges to any one of you who vote for Hillary Clinton.
I like
First that. Of all, do you think she took out her teeth to do that or left them in? But
gotta,
second of all, has she followed through on that promise? Because this gal, this actress slash model told the citizens of, I can't even recall where the hell she's from, but it was, if you vote no on this referendum, I'll blow you. And just like Madonna, I'm sure people thought, yeah, whatever. This gal just started the first leg of her blowjob tour, going around giving blowies to all the people who voted no on this referendum.
Huh. God, and how do you prove it? Do you have to have like some kind of picture of your ballot or something?
I would assume.
Take your word for it?
I would assume it probably was, because it was probably like a private message me some proof, like a picture of what you voted, and then here I come. But it seems legit because she posted the stuff on her Instagram, and there's a couple people said she's not lying. This is something she's actually doing. This she said she's tired. She's tired, but it's going well.
Where is she from, Travis?
Was it the UK? I can't recall where it was.
It's a big place.
I don't think I could get into it. See, because I feel like, you know, she wouldn't really want to give me the blowjob.
Do you need somebody to have to want to give you a blowjob?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, if she was just doing it out of some, like, obligation and, like, her heart wasn't really in it. And, like, she, you know, she was blowing a bunch of people, so she's probably getting a bunch. I mean, like, is she using scope between each one, or does she have, like, 300 dicks already on her mouth?
Do you know a lot of ladies that are into it when they're given oral?
No, I have to believe that you are, though. I don't care if you actually are.
Just sell it.
But how do you know that she's not? She might be really into this issue.
I mean, she's not, like, looking at me and going, ooh, number 300, come on.
How do you
Thank
know?
Goodness.
I'm super excited. This fat guy with glasses is coming up here. Ooh, he hasn't shaved in a while.
Maybe she digs fat guys with glasses who haven't shaved in a while.
I wouldn't believe it. I couldn't get into it. I'd feel...
She's an Italian model, by the way. This is over in Italy.
It's in Italy.
Quite an attractive gal, too.
So, like, would you vote no for something so that she'd blow you?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Travis, you know all these boxes going around, these nerd crates and geek box and all these other things. It was suggested to us on Twitter that we should start our own. We should start our own service where you pay a monthly subscription and we'll mail you a box.
And we tried to sample that out, didn't we? And it didn't work. People weren't on board.
And so I opened a website, Travis. I opened a bullshitbox.bigcartel.com. You can go to bullshitbox.bigcartel.com, and for $25, I'll mail you a box of shit. And
it's right there.
If you sign up for 3 months, it's only $22.50 instead of $25. And if you sign up for 6 months, it's only $20 instead of $25. And every month, I'll just find some shit laying around my house. Like, I realized the other day I had two copies of Finding Nemo on DVD. I don't need two copies of Finding Nemo. I'll throw one of them in the box.
Hey, let me know.
Dollar store. I'll get you like a spatula or something. I got lots of shit I can get rid of.
Let me know if you need any help on fulfillment, because I just listed like electrifying thunderstorm sounds of nature on eBay CD for like 99 cents. So I got plenty of shit to get rid of myself.
I mean, it might be a combination of both physical things and maybe downloadable content. You know, I was thinking about starting a series of hypnotism tapes. Laura's been listening to these hypnotism tapes around the house now. That's gonna like cure her of like her neuroses and various things. And like, you know, there's all these hypnotism tapes, and they're all the same. It's just somebody saying deeper and deeper,
Way down.
Did you say it's working?
Listen to my voice. As all of your pain goes away, and you're going to sleep really good, deeper and deeper. When I count down to 10, you won't want to jack off to step-sibling porn anymore. Deeper and deeper.
You won't have that down. Shit fetish.
10, 9, 8. Deeper and deeper. You just want to watch regular people fuck now. It doesn't have to be your step-sibling that fucked up the car. You don't have to have dirt on somebody and blackmail them into blowing you. You could just get blowjobs from people who want to blow you. Deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3. You don't need to binge watch all the seasons of the Wonder Years. You could spend that time creating something or like cleaning out your drawers or getting sleep or enjoying a good book. Deeper and deeper. 2, 1. Release. See, I could do a whole series of those, and that could be part of the bullshit box.
Does it actually work, though?
I don't know. You should just sell that on iTunes for like 99 cents, $1.99. You'd be good to go.
See, I'm not going to. It's going to be part of the bullshit box, Travis. I'm adding value is what I'm doing. And people, see, they're people just want to get something in the mail. I mean, all you get now is stuff from cable companies wanting you to upgrade your packages and coupons for Steak and Shake. I get so many. I'll tell you what, that Steak and Shake have good coupons, Drunk. You don't look like a coupon clipper.
I do. My lady's not, so I don't. They get thrown away most
but
of the time.
Steak and Shake sends you good coupons, but other than that, it's all bullshit. It's ads for mattresses and stuff like that. You just throw away. People just want to get something in the mail, and I'll help them with that. I'll mail them a monthly box if that's what they want.
Just want to feel like Columbia House is back in business, where you just randomly get CDs.
I can go buy a CD at the Goodwill and send you that if that's what you want. I guess, you know, if you get the bullshit box, you can tell me the kind of stuff that you want, and I'll mail it to you. I'll go get like a Enya CD from the Goodwill, and then I'll mail you that. I don't give a shit. I'm excited about this. I'm looking forward to all of my subscribers. This is going to be my big thing, Travis.
So the takeaway from this is go to bullshitbox.bigcartel.com and subscribe to 1, 3, or 6 months.
Right. And then I'll mail you a bunch of bullshit I have laying around my house that I don't want anymore.
And also just know you're helping the show by purchasing these bullshit boxes.
Right. Right.
Why do I have a feeling this would be horrible?
What?
You mean bullshit box.
You don't think that you're going to get a good value? You're not. But what value do you get from any of them? They get a bunch of cheap, licensed plastic bullshit, and they mail it to you. And they get it in such bulk that, like, it doesn't matter. And so many people get it that, like, nothing that you have is collectible. Nothing is anything anymore. It's all crap. It's all disposable crap.
Just know that the normal subscription services, 1 out of every 4 months is decent. With the bullshit box, you always know you're getting bullshit.
We're going to tell you straight out. None of the 4 months are going to be good. It's going to be garbage. But I want your money, and you want to get shit in the mail. And you don't want to know what it is in advance. You want to be surprised. So it's like Christmas.
And listen, it's a quote, $25 value, end quote.
Guys, shipping in the United States is free.
Yeah, that's a deal right there.
Yeah. And I'm going to mail you some bullshit, and you're going to open it up, and you're going to say, this was a big waste of
$20.
$25. Yeah. I was going to make it $20, but then I started thinking about that free shipping thing, Drunk, and I was like, I better make it $25.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, I still have to, like, buy some stuff to go in the box.
You can't just mail them
an empty box. People would be outraged.
I'm sure we can go to Partyland and get a gross of some items.
Well, it's like an amazing – you have to really be careful with the shipping because you have to keep it under you have to keep it like at a pound or less to be able to qualify for first class shipping. Otherwise, you go to that weird parcel select, and then they start raping you on the shipping costs.
Oh yeah, so we can't buy heavy items.
Right.
Okay, so the bullshit box will be full of both useless items and light items.
Like, there needs to be a game that you play with your customers on the Twitter.
Nothing too heavy. Nothing that's worth anything.
Right. Here's what you do. You give them a free month of bullshit box for every time they take a video of them going out to their mailbox, picking up the bullshit box, and then immediately depositing it into their garbage can.
If they just take the bullshit box straight from the mailbox to their dumpster.
Exactly.
And hey, refer a friend, and they get 10% off their subscription to the bullshit box.
No, Travis, I can't do coupon codes. I tried, but I have to upgrade and actually pay for the service. If
just email us and tell us the person that subscribed is a friend of yours. This is really lo-fi.
I'm telling you guys, the bullshit box, it's going to be a big hit. And Anchor's posting pictures in the chat saying that somebody already did it.
Listen, I don't see bullshit boxes.
There's lots of bullshit boxes, Anchor, but this is my bullshit box.
They're all bullshit boxes.
Ones of subscribers in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. You think it's going to be a big hit? I'm going to get one subscriber?
Ones of, yeah.
Somebody's just going to be curious and see, I wonder what the bullshit box is going to be. And it's going to be garbage. And then they're going to tell everybody it's garbage. And then that'll be the end of it.
Listen, $25 doesn't buy much of anything anymore, so why don't you just buy a bunch of bullshit?
Mike, for one of your subscribers, you have to give them the mega box. It is literally a $20 bill in the box that they paid $25 for.
Will you be the lucky winner?
And really play up that whole, you take it right to your garbage can. That way they don't know if they're throwing away $20.
So no, the mega box with the $20 bill, I will mail them a $20 bill in an envelope. That way I still made $5. I got to make a profit out of it. I'm not paying shipping for a box if I'm just mailing them a $20 bill. Oh boy. This is going to be a big hit for us, Travis.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this.
Well, I mean, how much did the Cards Against Humanity make for digging a big hole? I mean, you're like, actually getting something out of this. I'm going to mail you some bullshit. I think I might have two copies of Fast and the Furious, too. I have several DVDs I can mail out.
Oh, and what about those combo things where you get a DVD and a Blu-ray?
Hey, listen, I'm all for this because I've been trying to talk Mike into releasing like Napier Karaoke's on iTunes for like a cost for a long time. So anything that's going to turn a profit on this piece.
Maybe we can make a Napier Karaoke CD with sexy cover art.
Can we actually even sell those? Is that
We're not selling them. They're just part of the bullshit box.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, nothing in there is anything that we're selling. It's just stuff that we're giving them for their subscription fee.
Not that anybody would actually pay money for those.
Yeah, consider the fact that you're just spending the $20 on the box itself.
And yeah, yeah. The contents of the box is not what you're buying. You're right. Buying the experience of getting a box sent to you.
Will I get an American Pie soundtrack on CD or won't I?
Mike, have you ever taken a poop and then you wipe and there's nothing there? That's the experience you get every time you immediately take that to the garbage can.
clean break, we call that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this is going to be a big hit for us, guys. The bullshit box. Travis, do you have anything that you want the people to know? Before you do yours, I do have my pick of the week. I wanted to tell everyone, if you're not familiar with this show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, If it's something that in the whatever 8 seasons they've done so far, you haven't watched it. If you jumped off because maybe the last couple of seasons have kind of dropped.
Hit or miss.
The premiere of this season, it was on this past week. Gotta watch it.
I haven't watched it yet. Didn't they turn black and they do like a musical or something?
It is one of the best 30 minutes of television I've seen in a really long time. It's incredible, guys.
Amazing.
So find that on your divers. You get that on your on-demands. You find that. The season premiere of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was on this past week. It's amazing. Drunk, do you have anything you want people to know about?
Drunk's pick of the week is the black light slide at the Gateway International Raceway. You should totally go. Sounds like fun.
Drunk, do you want to go see the monster trucks?
Sure. When is it?
Like, could me and you go see the monster trucks together?
If it's on a Thursday or Friday.
You gotta periscope that shit if you guys actually make that trek.
I mean, like, Travis, I don't think me and Drunk have ever, like, done a thing together. Oh, it might be fun.
That's untrue.
Drunk, we don't do things, but we could. We could go see the monster trucks. It could be a show event.
Absolutely.
Napier, would you go see the monster trucks with me and Drunk? No.
Doubtful.
Do you have anything you want the people to know about?
Have you ever been in traffic and you see some dumbass weaving in and out of lanes?
Like they think they're going to get somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw one of those today and I thought, you know what? I hope that dude does something dumb and crashes his car off into a field somewhere and then maybe is not alive. After I said that in my head, the dude did something really fucking dumb and almost ate it into a ditch. Just almost immediately after thinking that. Dude way overcorrected, went right off the fucking shoulder, and then just barely had enough time to correct before dying.
You think you might have hurt somebody with your mind?
I felt a little bad, yeah.
So Napier's pick of the week is wishing bad fortune on others.
Works for me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Travis.
Die in a ditch.
I mean, beyond the bullshitbox.bigcartel.com.
Which is definitely my pick of the week. I want to preface this by saying, if you're on the internet and somebody posts something on the internet that they're excited for, that you can tell that they're obviously very happy about, there's no need to comment about how you think it looks stupid. Keep that to yourself.
You don't
scroll
need to poop all over
it.
Somebody's good time, is what you're saying?
You don't need to ruin people's good times and happiness. It's not necessary. You can just ignore the fact that somebody is happy about something that you're not quite into. Just shut your fucking mouth.
Travis, me and you can talk shit about them privately, though, right?
Of course we can.
Right. Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. I mean, you're all pretty great. Thank you. Again, the bullshit box is real. This isn't bullshit. A bit. I made the website. It exists.
Right now. It's right there. There's boxes on it.
Bullshitbox.bigcartel.com. Get yourself a bullshit box. Who knows? I mean, it might be really great. It's not going to be.
Nope.
But hey, if Mike can't fulfill all these boxes, I got a bunch of signed items that nobody gives a shit about. I can send that to you.
Yeah, I'll sign some stuff. It'll go way up in value once I've signed it, right?
Yeah, just, autograph the underside of all the CDs. Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODShow or Facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODShow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one, and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.